Lenny Bartulen started his writing career as a poet, but somehow he met a character called Jack Susco and things changed. Jack Susco runs a secondhand bookshop in Sydney and is the protagonist in Lenny Bartulen's series of crime novels. Just how Lenny moved from lyric to lethal is not quite clear, but he admits he's been a reader of crime and detective novels for some years now, and he has a soft spot for classic noir. So for our off-the-shelf segment, what does Lenny Bartulen recommend?
Well, my choice is a wonderful novel that I recently discovered by a lady called Margaret Miller, and that's Miller with an A. She was the wife of, who has ended up being the more famous writer, of Ross MacDonald, a noir writer from the 50s, 60s and 70s and 80s, actually. He wrote a lot of books. And his character, Lou Archer, in His Private Eye became much more famous than Margaret's books, although she did end up a grandmaster of the mystery genre in America. I'd heard of her. I knew she was married to Ross MacDonald, who I'd read extensively, and I wanted to read her. And I stumbled upon her in a wonderful bookshop, probably the best bookshop in the Southern Hemisphere, which is a St. Vincent de Paul in Hobart. And it was the first book that I saw on this enormous shelf of books. And it was called Roses Last Summer. And it's the story of a silent movie actress who was once huge and big, who has ended up sort of alcoholic and a little bit crazy in a boarding house. And she's murdered. And it's the story of how she was murdered, where she came from. And what I love about this book and what I love about this woman is the writing is just tremendous. It's terrific. It has an air of a sort of Agatha Christie style. It's not hard-boiled, but then it kind of is. There's a certain Americanness to it that gives it a little bit of grit and sort of moves it away from that kind of classic style of detective story. And the other thing that I love about it, it's written from the point of view of, you know, men and women, and as an author, she just does this tremendous job of shifting the kind of character makeup of these people. So, you know, when it's coming from a male point of view in the book or from a female point of view, it's so believable, it's so well done. And yet, overall, it's the first time I've read a book by a female detective writer that had such an air of class about her, but not because he didn't pick her as a woman writer, but simply because he did. There's a certain femininity to it, and I'm in awe of it, and it's an absolutely wonderful book, and I strongly suggest that people find anything by Margaret Miller out there and buy it.
Poet and writer Lenny Bartulen with his pick for our off-the-shelf segment, and that's Margaret Miller and Roses Last Summer.